A little on the cooler side. Sunshine 23. That's more seasonable. Same thing for Sunday. Sunny 23. And as we mentioned, the nice weather should extend into Monday and Tuesday of next week. As you start out this morning, though, it's a little on the chilly side. It is 10 degrees. As we say good morning to Sean Simpson. How are you this morning, Simmer?
You know what, JR? I was really good. And then when I saw the way you were dressed, I was outstanding. Well, because you look great, and that means you have a golf game. That means we won't have a post-show meeting, and we're going to be ready here at 10 a.m. So, I know there's days where you wear the golf shirt and shorts, which we all wear kind of all the time, and you always. Yes. But I can tell.
Yeah.
That's you're going somewhere, and I don't know. I'm assuming there's a serious match, or you have a new ensemble. Are those new shorts?
I got them, I think, for Father's Day.
Okay.
So
first time you've worn them?
Newer.
No, I've worn them.
Okay.
I don't know if I've worn them to work.
We worn them here.
I don't
keep track of those things, you guys.
You walk by, I'm like, is that Ricky Ray?
Ricky Ray?
Or what's the Ray guy with the nice butt? What's the
Robbie
called?
Ray.
Robbie. Oh, man.
Are they tight?
Ricky Ray, the former quarterback.
Oh, wow. I ruined that whole joke. Hammer, let's redo that.
No. Take two. No, are but they I tight thought, shorts?
Yeah, no, but he looks like I'm thinking, nah, he's got a match today. So that was
well,
good.
It is. It's men's night closing of the
oh,
golf
nice,
club today.
Nice.
So,
oh, what a beauty day, too.
Yeah,
hey?
Exactly. Yeah. There'll be lots of shekels that'll be on the line today.
Yeah, why not?
So I got to be rested.
Yeah.
So I want you guys to carry the show well. I need to be mentally focused because not focused yesterday.
Okay.
I need to be mentally focused. So you guys carry the ball, as it were,
right.
Today.
Well, Friday's easy for that.
Exactly.
You always have good energy going, lots to talk about. So, yeah, we'll cruise you right till 10 a.m.
Nice. Okay. Excellent. Good. What do you got planned for the weekend? Anything good?
You know what? Nothing super exciting. I think this afternoon might do some back-to-school shopping at some point. Need to get a few things there.
Back-to-school shopping in the middle of September?
I don't know, Hammer. I just need to do a little bit of shopping.
That's when the deals are to be found, apparently.
Yeah, I think there's kind of well, Canada's always expensive, but some deals tomorrow. Tomorrow, going to head out and, of course, watch the Sens game. And then the rest, I think, just try to enjoy the weather. Get out with Mira and do a little something. Take Echo for a little run. Beyond that, not a whole lot. What about you?
All right.
Well, you got golf, so.
Get this, okay? Yeah. We are, fresh into the school year, okay? And in the public school board, all right, it started off with two PD days, the Tuesday and the Wednesday of last week.
Right.
So the first day of school wasn't until Thursday. My wife has decided today to take all three of my children out of school so they can go to the Richmond Fair with their one-year-old cousin and enjoy a nice day at the carnival.
Wow.
Nice. Wow.
I like
not
that.
Not nice at all.
Where's the truancy officer? Hey?
I got
why
no
shouldn't
idea?
Your kids enjoy themselves?
It is fresh in the school year. We've got stuff going on. We've got
there's
things
not
to learn.
Stuff going on. They're probably watching. They would have been watching movies probably today.
You are not watching movies
it's
week
Friday.
Two here.
The teachers are already kicking back a little bit, taking a little bit easy. Everybody wants to ease into the weekend. It's the attitude of people of Ottawa.
It's a steamer out there, too. Probably don't even air condo. And Mira does that all the time with the boys. And I was first kind of like, really? You're going to kiss your kids? Are going to miss school? I don't recall my parents ever giving me that option, and I certainly know my parents never called to say, hey, I'm going to keep Sean out of school to do something with him. The school often called and asked, where is Sean actually at?
That was always the best when you'd get that old report card. That
absent days.
And I remember as high school went on and as my absences tended to grow, I remember my mother looking at it one time and going, how did you miss that much school? And it was varied. Usually the morning classes, I might have missed one or two days. Afternoon. Yeah. There was, back in the day, kids, when I went to high school, you had grade 13. Mm-hmm. So you had to get 6 credits to get your
OAC.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So this is where always thinking ahead. In grade 12, I took 2 grade 13 classes.
Nice.
So then in grade 13... And you had to take 6 classes because you could take 2 spares.
Oh, okay.
All right. But then I had basically 2 freebies.
That's it.
So I took my 2 spares in the afternoon. I had my 2 freebies.
Nice.
So I went to school in the morning and essentially mailed in the 2 classes in the afternoon, one of which was math. Yeah. And all I did, the only time I went, and kids, don't do this. Don't follow what I did or you'll end up where I am.
Yeah.
I would always go in and write the tests and the exams just for fun.
Okay.
Just to see how you do without actually attending class.
Okay.
I ended up with 29. in functions and relations.
Wow.
Which I thought, you know, class average was like mid-70s. Yeah, I was a strong 29, but for having never attending any classes, I thought that was pretty strong.
And then they cleared the calendar for the rest of your life. Work the morning and have the afternoon off.
Well, that's what I'm
there you go.
We're
what a great segue.
We're looking into the path of JR because I don't know about you, Summer, but definitely in high school, I think a majority of kids would take the two afternoon classes so that they could sleep in. But here's old morning man, JR.
Couldn't manipulate my schedule that way.
Yeah. No,
weren't able to do it. I can't remember why, but couldn't do that. You're smart. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Could not do that. Okay. But that also allowed me, because the sleeping in part, good, but because I grew up out in the country, so it was like 20 minutes for me to get to high school. So it actually was better for me to go to school in the morning and then have the afternoon to, you know, have fun, have fun and frivolity.
Work the farm?
Yeah, before having to go home again, as opposed to the other way.
Yeah.
There's no way my parents...
You got to stay in town.
Yeah, my parents would never allow me to sleep in, as it were, right?
They'd be putting you to work. Okay, yeah. I understand that. I thought we were kind of looking, having a little foreshadowing towards your profession here of, hey, I'm pretty good at waking up in the morning. I'll just take these two classes in the morning and have the afternoon.
Waking up this early is an acquired taste. And when I say taste, not necessarily a good one.
So it was hanging out at the old billiards room?
I don't know what we were. We did a lot. There were a lot of shenanigans. That's where I learned the early art of shenanigans. I've got to say, there were just, you know, it was hanging out at Buddy's place in the basement shooting pool. It was going into London.
Wafting. Concert-like smells.
In the Buddy's basement.
Yeah, there was going into London. That was the big city. That was the big trip when you'd go into London and who knows, get up to what, some kind of bad stuff. All I know is I had to be home by 5 o'clock. That's all.
Yeah, and the only mandate I had hammer when I went to the Sioux is make sure you show up for the first day of school and the last and you'll pass. That was all that was there. Our principal called myself and Mike Glover in and he had a printout and he said, Glover, you only missed 203 days. You get a B or B plus. Simmer, you missed 210. You get a B. So
you brought
carry
that,
on.
You brought that to that report card home at Christmas and your mother said, well done, Sean. You're balancing your junior hockey and your school very well.
By the time you go to junior hockey, you are in charge. Nobody ever sees a report card, only that you're going to pass all the time. And that's still one of my favorite stories ever. We had checked into history class just back to the Sioux 1986, myself and Mike Glover. I think Chris Simon was in our class, Denny Lambert, a couple of other guys. I went off to training camp for a month, and Glovey decided, you know what, I'm probably not going to go to school for the full month. And so when we returned back from training camp, teacher's like, Simmer, how was training camp? And he looks over at Glovey, goes, who are you? So, good times.
Yeah, there we go.
Boating High School in Sault Ste. Marie. One thing I will say about the Sioux, though, JR, if you've ever been up there, and I'm sure a lot of little towns and maybe even down London had it, very good in the fall hammer was the rivalry of the high school football teams. They had all six schools in the Sioux would kick off the season. And got to say, that was a big one. Always
some
had
good
a,
battles.
Yeah. Very. It was just a lot of fun.
They would actually not close. They would stop, like school would end early so everybody could go watch the football game.
Yeah, I think this is kind of a Friday night under the lights. And the the big rival back in the day, if you were the Sioux champion, you played a school by the name of, I believe, Scholar Hall out of North Bay. They had a real good program.
That's a long road trip for high school football.
Yeah.
Sioux to North Bay?
Well, this would have been a championship time.
Oh,
like just once a year, they would end up coming up. And tons of kids from the Sioux would go down and play ball down in Windsor. Actually, a lot of them would come to Ottawa, play for Ottawa U or Carleton back in the day.
All right, so there we go. Yeah. Memories of what we're speaking of. University football kicks off this weekend. So good luck to the Ravens and the Gigi's. And speaking of football as well, Red Blacks aren't playing this weekend. Their next home game is coming up on Wednesday, and we've got tickets to give away all day today. It is our TSN 1200 Red Blacks all-day ticket giveaway. So if you'd like to win a pair of Red Blacks tickets, just keep tuning in. Starting after 7 o'clock every single hour until 5 this afternoon, we will have a pair of tickets to see the Red Blacks and the Ticats next Wednesday. It's as close to a must-win as a must-win can be without being a must-win for the Red Blacks, who have just one win to start the season, but it's a divisional battle, and get themselves right back in the chase if they can pull off the win next Wednesday. You could be there. Your first chance to win comes up after 7 o'clock, and we'll have a chance to discuss the newest Ottawa Red Black, who appears to be a bit of a character. Devlin Hodges, but you immediately go, God, I love that guy's name, Duck Hodges. We'll tell you all about Duck Hodges, the new Red Blacks quarterback, and how he acquired the nickname Duck. probably as you suspect, and we'll hear evidence of why as well coming up here on the show. So we'll get into that. We'll get into the hockey stuff, including the latest on What's Up, Chuck? Brady Tkachuk, whose 22nd birthday came and went yesterday. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Thursday night NFL game. I think a lot of people said, Giants, Washington, two not very good football teams. You know what? Even not very good football teams can put on entertaining football games, which is what we had last night. It went right down to the final play of the game. We'll tell you how it all turned out when we come back here on this Friday morning. You're listening to Sports Radio TSN 1200. Day this week means a chance to win Red Blacks tickets all day long, starting after 7 o'clock. This will be your cue to call. When you hear this every hour, starting next hour, this is what you're going to want to be listening for.
Red Blacks!
Do not accept any imitation. Exactly. Mike Sutherland right there when you hear Sudsy. Simmer, what? How hard are we going to make Hammer work here? What caller are we going to take?
Solid
football number is always 55.
Yeah. Yeah. Hang before you make a definitive, okay. We always get a lot of texts from people because a lot of people now listen via the iHeartRadio app or through their smart speaker. And that is usually about 30 seconds behind in live time. So the person listening on the live radio machine has a bit of an advantage. So we like to. You know, we need like 30 seconds of Hammer answering phone calls before.
Solid, solid 8877. Okay?
That's probably. Oh,
I apologize. Yeah. I thought you were going on the texter machine, Hammer. Yeah, that's a little too much. What number did Tony Gabriel wear?
77.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's probably a little high as well.
What number was Henry Burris?
How about this?
Hello.
How about since they've got a new quarterback, Duck Hodges, and I don't know what number it's. I haven't looked at the Red Blacks roster, see if it's listed yet. I know in Pittsburgh, when he played for the Steelers, he wore number 6.
Okay.
I believe Bubby Brister wore number 6 as well.
Oh, nice.
I'm going old school Steeler right there. All right, let's go 6 times 6. How about 36? 36, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
That will do.
All right, lucky caller number 36 when you hear Mike Sutherland, Red Black, starting after 7 o'clock this morning, wins a pair of tickets.
And that was pretty cool news yesterday, JR. Is this accurate? And I thought AJ report, is it a 3-year deal?
Yep.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so I don't know if this is considered to be one of the years. I'm guessing that it is. So.
Another one of the power moves by us of calling out the Red Blacks for many times about not getting a young quarterback of their own, bringing anybody up. I'm assuming they had to pay a bit of coin to bring this bad boy up for a 3-year deal, did they not?
I don't know. I don't know that the dollar value was released. I do know that Marcel Desjardins said that. Now, Duck Hodges has been on their negotiation list for 4 years.
Okay.
So they've had their eye on this guy for a long time, back when he was playing college football in Alabama. Not for Alabama, but in Alabama, which is where he's from. But he actually reached out to them. Maybe he saw that the NFL. So. He played for the Steelers in 2019, which is his first year out of college. Last year, he spent the entire year on the practice squad for the Steelers. Then he got released. He was signed by the Rams in the winter and got released by the Rams during their cuts at training camp this summer. Yeah. Also had, a look or a tryout with both the Giants and the Patriots.
Yeah.
As well. So he may have looked at the landscape and saw that perhaps the door was closing and a good opportunity. So, again, the story I read from Marcel Desjardins said that he actually reached out to him.
Nice.
But regardless, and we'll see. We have seen other guys come up from the NFL and, you know, by all accounts, and we'll hear from Marcel Desjardins this morning, by all accounts, his style of play would suit it himself to the Canadian game. Yeah. He can run around a little bit. Yeah. He's a very accurate passer.
Yeah.
Which will be very nice.
I like that.
Very nice to see here in Ottawa at the quarterback position. Yeah. Accuracy is always a good thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? You got an extra guy out in the field. We've seen American guys come up here before and really struggle with the game.
For sure.
So I think we all need to temper our expectations, at least in the short term, that this guy's going to come in this year and be the answer. That's why getting a longer-term contract, knowing that take the rest of this year to kind of figure out the game, maybe get in some games, and maybe next year and the year after will be years in which you can really start to excel.
Yeah, and totally agree. And I also think coming up, JR, it's probably 60-70% talent, 30% you want to be here. And if a guy calls you out, and also, you know why the timing of why he's coming up to Canada right now, though, right?
No.
Well, it's duck season.
Oh, I see.
So come on. Yes. You're coming up for a little hunting. He's probably got...
Isn't it duck season everywhere, though?
Well, I don't know. Actually, they're migrating, so I'm going to say no, because they're just getting ready to fly. But maybe Griba, him and Griba are going to set up shop out in the West End. Hey, have an opportunity.
Griba's out west, Western Canada.
No, I know he is. But no, but it's hey, at least for the week. And when you have an opportunity where the season's on the line, and for Marcel Desjardins, whatever internal pressure is on him, JR, it's just nice to see them do something. In the case of a quarterback that's willing to come here, that was 3-3 in the National Football League, and at the same time has some upside, as a fan, I'm going to the games. It's just a hell of a lot better than watching Nichols and watching Dominique Davis, that's for sure.
So Devlin Hodges, his given name, is 25 years old, 6'1". So decent size.
Yeah.
Acquired the name Duck, well, at Samford University. So that's not Stanford, as in
close enough.
College of Higher Learning in California.
Yeah, that's good enough.
This is Samford University in Alabama, which is where he's from. Yeah. Can we hear from, we have a little clip. This is Duck Hodges. He's going to actually be on with on In the Box at 11 o'clock this morning. He's traveling. He's coming this way. So he's not here yet, but he's going to be on with the boys at 11 o'clock. So this was his introduction to Ottawa via the Twitter machine.
Ora Nation, what's up? It's Devlin Duck Hodges, QB, and I just want to take a second and say that I'm super excited to get up there and to be a Red Black. I'm super thankful for the opportunity, and I know a lot of people may wonder where the nickname Duck comes from, and usually nickname Duck as a QB doesn't go good together, but it just so happens I'm a world champion duck caller, and it's something that started in college, and it's just stuck with me, so... Looking forward to get up there. Looking forward to seeing y'all soon. Go Red Blacks.
Okay, so there does that guy not sound like a good old boy?
Not
right
even.
There?
Where's the call though, JR?
It's coming.
You've been providing the rooster. I want you to go head to head.
No, we got it. All right. Yeah. So here's the background on Duck Hodges. Yeah. Okay, says he acquired the nickname in college. Does not mean that he's a Johnny come lately when it comes to duck calling. In fact, he was the 2009. Junior World Duck Calling Champion.
No
in
way.
2009.
Wow.
So think about it. He's 25, which means he was born in 96. So at 13, was. Now, I didn't know there was a world championship for duck calling.
Of course there
like,
is.
Like, I never saw the thing. I would like with my rooster, I probably could have gone, hang on now. Think of how easily I could have transitioned into world duck calling. Like, I could have taken this guy on.
Absolutely. Well, maybe you can.
Yeah.
Well, I think that rooster call hammer should be our 6 a.m. every day. Kind of like the General Grant used to say, forward ho.
Yeah.
I want right there. I want the wake-up call 6 a.m. every day. I want to hear J.R. and the rooster.
Okay.
Getting the listeners
live or,
ready.
Live or
No. Well, whatever
right.
works. You know?
Okay.
All and right. I also, looking at him and listening to him, I feel like if Tiger King and Larry the Cable Guy had a child that Devlin. Yeah, I feel like that's a little bit of a combo. Like, I'm loving this guy already.
All right.
And like
well,
I say,
if you want evidence of his duck calling prowess, this comes from the Steelers back in his time with the Steelers when he was showing them during a video feature of what he was all about, his duck calling prowess. I mean, I don't know how.
I think we might want to put the rooster away.
JR's toast.
The rooster has been disposed of. Holy moly.
I don't know how you measure it. Now, by the way, that's not like a sound that he's making. He's got a duck horn or a thingamajiggy.
But
he's,
it still takes a talent.
Is there,
to
is there a rooster horn?
My rooster is all me.
No.
I've got
true.
No that's extras. Yeah. Listen. Wow.
I don't know in real life how many ducks have beaten roosters in a good old cage match, but no doubt in my mind, this duck would absolutely clean up your rooster.
Yeah, we got to be on Mark Gowdy right now. We got to get Gowds, and they've got to have a shooting game now set up at their
duck
right?
Hunt.
Hey, come on, seriously.
Yes.
Hey, go head to head with the duckster.
How did Duck Hunt work again?
That's the old Nintendo game system where you had a laser gun. You had a gun that you'd have to
and
point
pop,
at your TV.
They pop up.
But I'm thinking a little bit more kind of something from the circus, so Hammer, that like the ducks are floating around, or you're using kind of a pellet gun kind of a thing. Hey, I think you set up shop there at Country Fair, because I also feel like
not really feeling good about drunk football fans and pellet
guns. That's true.
Probably.
But
I feel like
the Duckster, when he gets picked up at the airport, kind of a cut off sleeveless shirt,
camo.
He's gonna have the jean shorts on with the cowboy boots, and he'll probably have his guns in a case. That'll cause a bit of an issue at customs, but he's going to be bringing up everything.
I actually think he's driving up.
He's got his gun rack then.
Yeah, definitely got a pickup. He's got an F-150 for sure. We can set him up with Jim Hotnot.
Imagine the tie-in with Cabela's. Hey, JR could be out of business.
I'm out! You're out as the rooster. You're out as the spokesman.
Hey, y'all, this is Duck Hodges for Get Out of Ford.
Actually, who could sell more trucks, Duck or Stu? Hey, Stu, take a hike.
Listen, just for personality alone, this guy looks like he'll be a breath of fresh air here in Ottawa. So he's going to arrive in town, I think, in the next day or two, I believe. He'll have to quarantine. And then there'll be practice. So it's not going to be one of these things where you're going to see him on Wednesday. It's going to be a period of time, probably into sometime in October before we actually even see him on the field.
What happened to all this quarantine stuff again now? So you have to quarantine now for him, or he hasn't been vaccinated?
Sure. Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. Just knowing what I read, potentially could have been led down the wrong path there.
We get different news every day. I think him and King Kong are going to hit it off. Hey?
I would see that as
a big one.
I could see him going out to visit Bonnie's farm, maybe a little horse riding for any of our good listeners.
I haven't been to Bonnie's farm. Is there a pond there where ducks could congregate?
No, you're gonna have to go up to Bunda's cottage. They'll do a little fishing.
Nice.
In the boat.
Y'all.
Yeah, he's all got a fishing rod, and then they'll go do some fishing.
Oh, he's bringing his own rods, man.
And he'll be like, hey, where are the gators?
Yeah, and he's got something better than a Len Thompson Five of Diamonds right now.
That's all that he's showing up with is his tackle box, his gun rack, and maybe a pair of cleats. Old school. I'd like to see him almost like Napoleon Dynamite. I'd like to see him out front just throwing kind of in the casual. I'd like to see him throwing in the cowboy boots. Hey, just getting out, dropping back. Kind of doing a Tom Brady, because he'd be about 6'3 with the cowboy boots, which actually helped him get over the line.
Where does he keep the moonshine and the tobacco chew? Where's he got that in the back pocket rolled up in his sleeve?
What else he's got in the back of the pickup? He's got one of those big gas tanks. You know those giant barrels of gas that people have?
Just in case.
Yeah, exactly. when you're going to need some gasoline.
Might even have a four-wheeler in the back. And you ask where the moonshine is, that's what his truck runs off of. Like, what do you mean, where is it? He's got a big spittoon going too, right? He'll have a big chew cup in the truck for the long drive.
I can just tell he's going to be a piece of work.
Oh, I think this is going to be great. And again, the fact that he's a bit younger, and again, JR, for guys that want to come, you know that. It's everything. You know, hey, half of the adjustment most times is the guys coming up either not taking it seriously or thinking the CFL's junk or just don't want to be here. So I think this is pretty refreshing for the Red Blacks.
Well, they've been, as I said, he's been on their negotiation list for 4 years, so they've identified him a lot. Now, generally speaking, I think the negotiation list, I believe, runs 25 names deep, and there's a churn where you let guys go and you add other guys. Yeah. There's always a plethora of quarterbacks on there from American universities. Yeah. So they but they've kept this guy for the last 4 years. So they identified him from back in his days at Samford as a potential CFL caliber quarterback. So finally, what they had hoped for has come to fruition. So we'll look forward to seeing him out in the field and hearing from him when he arrives in Ottawa. So we'll hear from Marcel Desjardins, who guested on the drive yesterday and talked about his new quarterback a little bit later on in the show. But speaking of football, we should relive what was a terrific Thursday night football game last night to kick off week two. The football team taking on the Giants. It was a back-and-forth affair. Both teams, of course, needing a win after starting the season at 0-1. So we're going to take you, and it was fourth quarter. Tell you what, there were turnovers, there was lead changes. So we're going to take you to the fourth quarter. It is the Giants up by 2. Washington has driven into field goal range, setting up Dustin Hopkins for the game winner.
A 48-yard attempt. Hopkins sweeps the leg and pushes it to the right. No good! As time expires, there is a flag on the play.
Offside on the defense number 97. It's a 5-yard penalty and a first down.
This is the anatomy of how you lose football games.
Absolutely. That's a good preamble because Hopkins lines up again from 5 yards closer. And this time he nails it. 43-yarder at the gun. Well, actually, the gun had already expired. They got a second chance at it. He's good on it. Washington beats the Giants 30-29.
Yeah, feeling a little sweep the leg, guys. A little Karate Kid action. But you watch that, and I was following, had already tucked into bed, JR. I watched most of it on TV, and I'm thinking, okay. All of a sudden, because I have Mr. Shepard on my bench, so it's typical to fantasy people. You're following the game. Think, oh, Giants have got it. And I thought, boy, maybe a little bit too much time left. But, yeah, to end up losing a game like that, man, it is absolutely heart-wrenching for the Giants, who actually played pretty well, and I guess also credit to the Washington football team. It was a very entertaining Thursday night game.
And Taylor Heinicke, who started his first game, regular season game, of course started the playoff game for Washington last year in a loss to Tampa, but his second regular season start, last one came back in 2018 for Carolina. Tell you what, this guy looks the part. 336 yards, 2 touchdown passes. Here's Taylor Heinicke on getting that first NFL win.
First start was, what, 2 or 3 years ago in Carolina? Threw 3 picks, tore my tricep. It was just a brutal thing, and that was my last start until last year, Tampa. Come in Tampa last year, had a good game, but ultimately fell up short, and then finally get that first win. So it's nice to get that weight off your shoulders, and hopefully we can keep the ball rolling.
There you go. Taylor Heinicke, of course, filling in for the injured Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Fitzpatrick is going to be out probably 6 to 8 weeks, they say. So in the short term, Ron Rivera had said, we're going to roll with this guy, and nothing to show last night that isn't the right decision.
Yeah.
He looked really good.
Well, and again, the Cam Newton talk, when you watch Cam Newton, JR, in all essence, feels like he's done. So, hey, these are kind of the great stories of professional sports. Not going to go quite Hamburglar run yet, but getting an opportunity. He's hung around for a long time. And as you said, there's Daniel Jones, who I thought looked good last night, but all this work that's been put into a high first-round pick, and here's another guy that's come off of the bench that's been hanging around forever, getting an opportunity, feel-good story, and looked outstanding.
Adam on text at 12-1200, wrench to me for staying up late to watch my Giants blow that game time after time after time.
There's no turds here.
There you go. Sorry about that, Adam. That's the tough one, eh?
Yeah.
When you invest your entire evening watching your favorite football team, and then you think they've won. You think they've won when the guy misses the field goal, and then you see the laundry, and you go, that's going to be against our team?
Yeah.
I know that's going to be against our team, and it was, and they lost.
Featuring Regina was that Grey Cup,
and
that whole feeling, and just trying to imagine from a player's standpoint, the other part of that, JR, like how often, once in a while, a punt, honestly, how many times in a season is field goal blocked? Like, is it ever?
It's rare.
It's rare.
Say once or twice.
Yeah,
doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
Oh, well, sure you try.
Dexter Lawrence, the guy who was offside, is on the inside. So he's the guy that's put.
Oh, okay.
Generally speaking, most blocked field goals in the NFL are usually punts are the guy coming right up the middle, right, where there's a missed block.
That's true. Gets a hand up, right?
Field goal block is generally the guy coming in around the outside, right, and diving straight across, once in a while. So this guy, in other words, in the field goal attempt, he's an interior lineman. The chance of him getting a block, pretty small.
I thought it was the opposite, actually. I always thought the outside pressure was on the punt, and actually down the middle was your best chance on a long field goal to block it with your arm. But anyways, it's just a terrible feeling to have a play like that where it's not even icing the kicker. And most guys, just like in golf, Jared, when you play in the tournament, get that second shot. How does it feel? You always look good on it. So you almost know he's going to end up making it, especially moving up another 5 yards.
So a good win for Washington. Giants, man, killer. They're 0-2 now to start the season. I had the stat yesterday. I don't have it in front of me right now about how I think this is 5 or 6 straight years. Five straight years the Giants have started 0-2.
Oh, wow.
Like this, I mean, they're playing 17 games, not 16, but it's just every game. That's what's great about the football is that there are so few games that every game is important. There are no, I hate to say in baseball, there feels like there's throwaway games, but you're playing 162 games. Feels like there's the odd game that's like, well, whatever, we lost that one. In football, especially divisional games, are just killer when you end up losing.
Well,
those.
It is. And again, for any program, JR, any season, but football in particular, even though you've moved to 17 games, you just, in the case of Daniel Jones, the roller coaster they won with Eli Manning, but you won two Super Bowls. You just want something where, and I know it's a bad division, but you quickly think 0-2 and the pressure in New York, it's almost like the season's over, right? It just that feeling of, give us a little something to hang our hat on, and last night was that game.
It was. All right, so we got a triple header of football for you coming up Sunday here on TSN 1200. We'll kick it off with Duck Hodges' former team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, hosting the Vegas Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, 2-1-0 teams. So that's our 1 o'clock game. At 4 o'clock, we got the Titans and the Seahawks. And then at 8:15, it's the Sunday Nighter, Chiefs and Ravens. Baltimore looking to bounce back. Speaking of heartbreaking defeats, the one they had on Monday night. So that's our triple header for you coming up Sunday here on TSN 1200. One more wrench to end the segment. Josh writes, wrench to wet blanket hammer.
Come on.
What happened?
Play the wrench.
He will then skedaddle.
Okay, now hang on. So whenever there's a wrench directed at specifically me.
Yeah.
But sporadically, Simmer, I take most of the wrenches on the show, and that's fine. I got broad shoulders, all right? There's always something from me.
Exactly.
So when you get a wrench, it's just some random skedaddle
wrench. What the hell is that? That is a wrench to hammer just for doing a terrible job.
Yeah, exactly.
He will then skedaddle.
Where are the wrenches where you're wrenchable?
I don't have any wrenches. I haven't made as many mistakes as you have. Which is plenty. I can go a whole wrench. Maybe we should today, just a whole wrench throwing Friday. Just JR wrenches, eh, Simmer?
I know. And being a taxi service to your wife and basically letting her lead your life, a wrench to that hammer.
Exactly.
What?
It combines class winning and leading, technology and stuff.
That is just that yeah. You know what?
I don't have any wrenches here from me.
Maybe you should try a little bit harder. All I'm gonna leave it at that. All right, keep your wrenches coming on this wrench throwing Friday. You can text us at 12-1200. You can tweet at us at TSN 1200. Phone line's always open for anything at 750-1200. We'll take a break at 6:46. Come back. We'll get you the latest on what's up, Chuck. Brady Kachuk's 22nd birthday came and went. Is there a contract extension in hand this morning? Judging by the fact it hasn't come up yet on the show, I think you know the answer. We'll come back and chat about that, all the hockey stuff, and we'll get you the latest on the baseball news as well when we return right here on Sports Radio TSN 1200. Friday morning, JR, Simmer, and Hammer, keep the wrenches coming on this wrench-throwing Friday. What is it we bet at the end of the show yesterday? Because I posed the question that you guys both thought that Kachuk was going to get signed at 10. The announcement was going to come at 10:01 because press releases are always issued right after we end the show. And I said, I don't think it's happening today.
Yeah.
It didn't happen yesterday.
No,
so what is it we put on the line again? Was it $50,000?
No, I think it was $1,000.
$1,000, okay. Yeah. All right.
And good. Since you never pay up on anything, we're just going to let it slide, Hammer.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, I don't recall there actually being anything that we put on the line. I thought it was just thoughts and opinions.
The unsaid, when we don't actually say it, the unsaid has always been in the history of the show, $50,000. Hello, you've been part of the show for a long time.
That's like if you're driving and there's no mark speed limit,
correct.
It's 50.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know that rule here
it's
on this show whatsoever.
$50,000. So I'm $50,000 up. I'm down one Pico. I still owe you Pico pizza dinner, Simmer. I realize that.
Where's the interest
pizza
in that?
But I'm owed now $50,000.
I don't even believe it's one of those shell
Simmer's
companies.
Forgotten about
like,
it.
him and Eric Macromello, they're in a shell company. And what you do is they take your money and they send you a virtual pizza because I don't believe the place.
It exists.
All he keeps referencing is Eric goes there all the time.
On Metcalf. It's right below his law office. Absolutely.
Oh, is it in the building?
Well, it's right down below, right on Metcalf there. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, around the corner.
All right.
Brady Kachuk did not sign a contract like many had hoped. Yesterday on his 22nd birthday, the planets were aligning themselves with the big Gord Miller report from Wednesday on Montreal radio that they were getting close and a long-term deal.
Yeah.
And, Brady Kachuk was on the ice in St. Louis yesterday, as he has been for pretty much the entirety of the summer. So nothing new on that side.
Lloyd even had the owner coming to town,
The owner is coming to town, Eugene Melnyk. He had the scoop on that. So Eugene Melnyk is coming to town, although... So the story goes, the plan had always been for him to be here in town. Take it for what it's worth for the prospects game tomorrow.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I really did think from a timing standpoint, JR, that something would end up getting done. And I guess it also, and who, I honestly at this point, because my source is getting a little tired of me sourcing them, or he or she, I can't actually.
Heavy say, early.
I can't even pretend it's some, you know.
I just go with
they.
Very safe going with they.
Yeah, I kind of feel like this thing goes through the weekend here, that it will turn into a bridge deal, but who knows?
Wow.
That
changed
in
24 hours.
Well, no, I was just real confident based on the way that was said, so.
Why couldn't it happen today, though?
Oh, no, it could for sure, and that was a window I also gave myself. I said, you know what? No, I did. Right,
I'm
Hammer?
Trying to follow along right, your stream of consciousness here.
Yeah. I remember you saying something along the lines of, hey, he'll sign in the next 2 weeks.
So just so we're all up to date on what you're saying, it could happen today, or it could be a bridge deal on Monday.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. So you've got all your bases.
Well, that
there.
Way, yeah, then when I circle back, I could say, I told you. Remember I told you?
Okay,
I've been
Don
telling
Cherry.
You guys for years.
All right, Don Cherry. There
about
you go.
Spencer Knight.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, so that is the latest such as it is. There is no latest to tell you.
Yeah.
So we remain on watch on the Brady Tkachuk front, and he remains unsigned, as do. Next hour, we're going to get into some comments from Shoe Polish. Jim Benning, the GM in Vancouver, talking about his two unsigned free agents in Quinn Hughes and Elias Pettersson. Yeah. You think that Pierre Dorion is having some sleepless nights right now. Think about Shoe Polish. He's just like he's just like the hands are going through the hair. He's got this like his hands are black now with the Shoe Polish.
Oh, very much,
right?
Eh?
Right,
you're in there trying to do your dye job. It's getting all over the place. It's making a mess. Jimbo has not been out in the sun since all summer. He's put on a bit more weight, so he's not feeling very good about himself. Now he's got to come out to a presser pretty soon, and then you got to go for the new shirt because you don't want the shirt too tight.
And
then
he's just going to get buried by the bitter hockey fans of Vancouver.
And also for Pat Brisson. Easy negotiator if you're on the same page. Hard in that he has leverage. He's got two star players. And funny when I watched the Pettersson fella, first of all, hell of a hockey player, still a little on the slight side. I found him to be a bit of a moody character the last couple of years here where, you know, like I say, he seems like he's ready to play ball. So we'll see what ends up happening.
All right. So an update on that later, the comments out of Vancouver, because really that's all we've got in terms of new information.
Well,
the Senators have locked down the discussion as far as, you know, the last we heard from Pierre Dorion when he does is asked about it is things are positive. So no information coming there and really nothing out of St. Louis. Brady Tkachuk has never said anything at all. And other than your source Heavy Early who has gone quiet on you as well, things are quiet on that side.
Yeah, exactly. And just say we'll see what the weekend. One piece of news I wanted to pass along, JR, and I mentioned Michelle Hollett, a friend of mine from Orleans. Her son Ty is of course attending the rookie camp with Ottawa, and she's been thrilled about that. Very excited. He ended up getting traded yesterday from North Bay to Kitchener, so that was some interesting news. But that's been a cool experience, and got to admit, for any local family going through the whole hockey experience, just the excitement that she's had, and talked to Pierre about Ty and how he's doing, and she said, very nice young man, and we're wishing him the best, and it'll be fun to watch him play tomorrow.
I'm trying to think from a parent perspective. Okay, so North Bay, Kitchener. You know, probably a little more highly thought of in terms of a junior hockey organization as it sits right now.
North Bay, though, only
3 hours away.
Yeah, for sure.
But go through Toronto to get to Kitchener.
That's true, but I do think...
And there's no interconference play this year.
Yeah, but I've always thought of Kitchener, as you said, from a program standpoint, and where he's at in his junior career, I would assume that that ends up being a pretty good move, but you're right, a little tougher to go down and watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Quickly, I know that was the... Was it Monday? The National Media Day was here in Canada. Yesterday was the National Media Day down in the U.S., down in Chicago. We're going to hear next hour. So they fly in usually a bunch of star players, right? They're trying to promote the coming season. So Sidney Crosby was there. I'm forgetting. There's a couple other big. But of all the people who were there yesterday to help promote the coming NHL season.
Yeah.
Why was Evander Kane there?
Well, they're trying to promote his exit out of San Jose. So that's why he's there, Jared. And I'm not even joking. I mean, they are somehow trying to shine up the, I don't even want to call it an apple at this point. I guess it's a tree that is rotted to the core. That's why he's
why
there.
Why would the NHL do that, though?
Why would they
bring in him?
Does the NHL decide or does Jose?
No, because there's not a player from every team there.
Yeah, okay.
No, when it was here, like representing Ottawa, and I'm not sure all seven, it's a little bit different. I mean, the hockey's so big in Canada that you want a player from every team here, and there's only seven teams.
Yeah, yeah.
there are 25 American-based teams.
Yeah.
I don't know this for sure, but I don't think there were representatives from all 25 teams in Chicago yesterday.
And I also think if it is in Chicago, that maybe Chicago's hiding right now based on what they're going through. I would have their cane there. I'd also want the focus to be on Ovi and Sid. What a great rivalry it's been. What's taken over completely in the news cycle is an interview with Evander Kane that if you want to sit down with him for an hour and go way past the gambling. I mean, the stuff that's come out about this fella is, well, it's next level. And as I said, it's I'm shocked that the NHL would want that to be the big storyline. And when a heavy hitter like Linda Cohen is sitting down with you, that's all that's going to be shown in the United
100%.
States.
100%. That was why I started this. Why would you have Evander Kane there?
I don't know, Jared.
If everything is about, and we know it's all about spin, putting a positive spin on the new season. Yeah. I get all that. You're trying to sell your product. Why would you bring in someone who has such negativity around him right now, let alone the fact that the negativity in large measure is about gambling.
Yeah.
On his own allegations of gambling on his own sport, which he has denied repeatedly. Yeah. But those allegations are still out there and being investigated. Why in the world would you want that guy as one of the few guys whose story is going to come out yesterday?
Well, and as a league in sports now, you're trying to actually push gambling and it's healthy. And if you do have a problem, call 1-800, but that's usually when you're out of cash. I really don't know, Jared. It was really, and again, the layers of his story don't stop with gambling, right? I mean, if you start reading about the fella, this goes to some, they got like a lot of people. He got a lot of people accusing him of a lot of nasty things.
All right, we'll take a break. It is 7 o'clock. Get you the latest news from 580 CFRA. Run down the scoreboard for you. A wrench to end the hour. A wrench to the Sens for not signing Chucky on his birthday.
Right now we're kind of in the dumpster.
That's from Paul. Maybe they'll who goes on to write. Maybe they'll sign him today, which is my birthday. All right, so that would be, a birthday present for Paul, the texter, about Brady Kachuk being signed today instead of yesterday. So it was a wrench, kind of a roundabout way. Paul, we'll see. Okay, coming up next hour, we are going to have your first chance of 10 today to win a pair of tickets to see the Red Blacks. It's our TSN 1200 all-day Red Blacks ticket giveaway. It kicks off in the coming hour. So stand by. You've heard your cue to call. If you haven't, it's Mike Sutherland shouting Red Blacks. You know it. When you know it, you hear it. Be caller number 36 at 750-1200 to win a pair of tickets. See the Red Blacks and the Ticats coming up on Wednesday. We'll revisit our fun conversation with Duck Hodges, the new Red Blacks quarterback signed yesterday, and hear from general manager Marcel Desjardins. That, the latest on What's Up, Chuck, and Brady Kachuk, and your chance to win $1,000 as part of our TSN 1200 $1,000 Minute. Hopefully today's the day. I make no promises. Our guest today, coming up after 9 o'clock, she was the lone Ottawa member of Canada's gold medal-winning women's soccer team at the Olympics. Vanessa Gilles is her name. She's back in Ottawa, and she's going to be our guest coming up after 9 o'clock. We'll find out her whole story from growing up playing soccer here in Ottawa to now being an Olympic champion. You'll hear from her after 9 o'clock right here on Sports Radio TSN 1200.